Hi, this is Steve Webb, and this is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, and it's number 8. I hope you're having a great weekend so far. It has been a really busy week for me, and wouldn't you know it, it's raining again tonight in Southern California, although it hasn't been that way all week long. It's been really, you know, it seems like I've been talking about rain every time I've talked to you lately. But it's funny, it's only been the days that I've podcasted that it's rained. So Southern California is not as wet as it may sound to you. Hey, right off the top, I would like to apologize for... If you're subscribed, you probably got a whole bunch of downloads today, or at least your podcatcher wanted to download a whole bunch of old LifeSpring shows today. And I really want to apologize for that. I didn't really think that was going to happen. I knew that it was a possibility, but I moved all of the LifeSpring archive files over to the PodShow servers today. And when I did that, of course, it changed the RSS. And I actually thought that the podcatchers looked at only the most recent entry to see if there were any changes. But as it turns out, at least Juicer and some of the other ones that I looked at today look at every entry in the RSS. And so if you opened up your your software today and you had a whole bunch of LifeSprings on your computer or on your iPod or other MP3 player, would you please accept my apology? I really didn't mean for that to happen, although everything did have to get moved over to the PodShow servers, so I'm not really quite sure what I could have done about that. If you know, let me know. So please accept my apologies. Let's see. I think I'm going to get us started right away with just a really rockin' tune I found this evening at the PodSafe Music Network. What we're going to start with is something by a guy by the name of John Clarkson, and the name of this is Toast. We'll be right back. Wow, so how do you like that? John Clarkson with Toast. I found that over at GarageBand.com. That is some really rocking, kicking guitar music, don't you think? I really like it. So that was fun. He's from Mattoon, Illinois. He's an American boy, and he can really play the guitar. Let's see. Up next, we're going to really switch gears, but big time. This is a fun one from the group is called the Bag Boys, and they're from C.C. Chapman's area. They're from Boston, Mass. And the name of the tune is What Do You Dream?
Trees. We'll head out walking. We'll turn our backs to all not truly dear. Chasing the leaves before the moment. Cool irony, but she don't smile. And all she left behind was bittersweet. Oh my, oh me, run for the forest. Her majesty and her grace ascending up the granite stairs so long unseen. You know the way right down to the water. Maple parasol, hazy calico sunset. My pet, do you recall? There's a sweet scent to love and a lure to danger. From time to time, I've seen you turn away. Your modesty in the presence of strangers. Oh, oh, what do you dream? Oh. Can you see color in this maple parasol? Hazy calico sunset. I saw you smile. I saw you walk across a field of green into the night, into the morrow. Oh, 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 what do you dream? Oh, 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 what do you dream? Oh, 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 what do you dream?
Isn't that nice? It's totally different. But you know what? That's what a weekend is supposed to be about. Just kind of fun music, some stuff to kind of take your mind off of the busy work week. And so I just thought that that'd be a real fun one to play for you. Like I said, they're from the Boston, Massachusetts area. And I found those guys over at the GarageBand.com website as well. A lot of good music over there. That's another fun one from the Bag Boys. This next one is a group that I found as a result of an email from a guy by the name of David Peterson. David has a couple of websites, and of course, as always, links to all of the things that I talk about can be found at the show notes webpage, and that is, of course, lifespringpodcast.com. But anyway, I want to thank David Peterson for sending me an email asking if I'd be interested in listening to this group. I listened to it, and I liked what I heard, and so right now, what you're going to be hearing is a group by the name of 10th Hour Calling, And the name of the song is You Alone.
There is only one who holds the key to the everlasting life. You turn them into wine. Oh, wine.
That's some pretty good stuff, huh? 10th Hour Calling is the name of that group, and you're not going to find that anywhere. Whoa, sorry about that. Hate when that happens. You're not going to find that anywhere but the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, at least for now. This is an exclusive that I got. Again, thanks to David Peterson. And the lead singer of that group is the worship minister at David's church. And so he's got this this group going, and I'd say they're pretty good. All right, next up, we're totally changing gears again. Don't you like that? The name of this group is Cadence, and the name of the song is Blues on Sunday. Now, on this one, actually, I think what I'll do is I'll go ahead and play it for you and then tell you a little bit about it after we play the song. All right, this is an excellent song. And here it is, Cadence, Blues on Sunday.
just 8:05 yet. Oh, I keep running just to watch yourself stand still.
On Sunday. Hey, special thanks to Dylan Bell, one of the members of this group, for talking to the other members of the group, Carl Berger, Kevin Fox, and Ross Lind, into allowing me to play their music on the show. There you go. Another LifeSpring music weekend music show exclusive. You're not going to hear this on any other podcast that I know of. This song, Blues on Sunday, earned Dylan one of the grand prize winners in the 2005 John Lennon Songwriting Contest in the jazz category. Pretty cool, huh? Now, speaking of the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, this is the second cut that I've played from the winners in that competition. Of course, the first one that I played was Jim Vellandre and Live for the Line, and I think, just to remind you, we'll play it again. That's a good friend, Jim Vellandre. We've been playing him on the podcast for almost a year now. Probably a little bit more than a year, come to think of it. Good stuff. He's a real talented guy, and he's over there in the running at the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, too. So what I would thought I'd do is maybe put a link to the voting on the show notes page. And if you care to go over there and listen to some of the songs, they've got links to some of the songs over there that you can listen to. And that's how I found Cadence. And there's some other really, really good music over there. I've contacted some of them, and I haven't received emails back from some of the other songs artists. But anyway, there's some good stuff over there. And I would encourage you to check it out. So go over to the LifespringPodcast.com show notes page and maybe go over there and take a listen and maybe even vote. Last weekend, I had a fellow podcaster come visit my church, and then he came over to the house and just spent the day. I had a real good visit with him. His name is Jeremy Vaught, and he is the host of the Triathlon Radio podcast. Good show, good podcast if you're at all interested in fitness. But just wanted to give a shout out to Jeremy. Not sure when he's going to hear this. He goes to Arizona on the weekends. I've said before, he's the only podcast I know of that originates from a parking lot in Orange County, California. But on the weekends, he heads off to Arizona. So, Jeremy, hey, I had a good time with you this last weekend, and look forward to seeing you again soon. I've also got another visitor coming in this weekend. This visitor is a guy who's been listening to the podcast almost since the beginning. And I'm not going to tell you at this point because I haven't got permission from him to identify who he is or where he works or anything like that. But I'm hoping to get him on the show very soon. But he'll be visiting over the weekend. So be looking for that. All right. Well, as you know, if you've been listening to the regular show, I've been talking about prayer lately. I'll probably be wrapping up the prayer discussion on Monday. But this song that I'm going to play next really goes very, very well with prayer. And the song happens to be from someone who I've interviewed on the show and who I think is a fantastic singer, songwriter. And, of course, her name is Adrina Thorpe. The name of the song is With Hope.
I only prayed because I always do. Doesn't hurt just to ask when you've given up on everything. And I spoke the words I'd never prayed before, but I knew they were hid somewhere deep inside your word. And then I felt like maybe I should read it, so I opened up those words I spoke.
To take us out of here, I think we're going to listen to Jay Wright sing, What Do You Believe In?
The question, what do you believe in?
What do you believe in?
What do you believe in? When every day is dark, and how do you breathe with a broken heart? Oh yeah, you'll find your strength in whatever you live for. So live for something, and when you face with your soul's reflection, will you like what you see? Keep your feet planted firmly on solid ground, and look inside, deep inside, that's where courage is found. Because it's finally time to fulfill your destiny, and it's time to take a stand. So I ask the question,
what do you believe in?
Just keep your feet planted firmly on solid ground. Look inside, deep inside, that's where courage is found. Because it's finally time to fulfill your destiny, and it's time to take a stand. So I ask the question, what do you believe in? Just keep your feet planted firmly on solid ground.
All right, well, that's Jay Wright with What Do You Believe In? And, of course, Jesus said, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. See, it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter your age, your sex, your station in life. Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Life Spring is about answering that question. And we don't get into it too much on the weekend music show. But, of course, every Monday night, you hear it probably Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, maybe even not even until Wednesday. Or with the magic of time shifting with podcasts, who knows when you hear it. But, of course, on the regular Life Spring show, we talk about that, what to believe in. I think I've got some pretty good answers. If you're just believing in something, just something out there, that's better than believing in nothing. But unless you put your faith in the right place, it's misplaced faith. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's not something that Steve says. Jesus said it. And we've got lots and lots and lots of evidence that Jesus was who he claimed to be. So I hope you have a great weekend. Come on back Monday late or Tuesday early and take a listen to the regular Life Spring podcast. Have a great weekend. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.